Thank you, Chair. Let me start by thanking the state co-facilitator, Canada, as well as the Indigenous co-facilitator, Mr. Vinod Samoy-Damai, for taking the important responsibility of facilitating this second intersessional meeting. The discussion paper with principles and criteria has enriched our understanding of how we can address the issue of accreditation at the Human Rights Council. The Kingdom of Denmark support many of the proposals from the last meeting, which are all outlined in the document. And as a starting point, we would like again to underline the importance of a flexible approach to the issue of accreditation, as many representatives also highlighted during the first intersessional meeting. And in that sense, the Kingdom of Denmark adds its voice to those focusing more on principles rather than on fixed criteria. This is necessary if we truly want to take into account the diversity of Indigenous peoples' representatives and institutions in different national and regional contexts. The issue of accreditation is a sensitive issue, as it touches on the fundamental right of self-identification. And we, the UN member states, should therefore let Indigenous peoples take the front seat in this discussion. What we need to have an opinion about is that solutions have to be workable in practice. This includes creating common standards on participation with other fora, such as the Permanent Forum. We understand that this matter is also sensitive for states. However, we join the broad consensus described in the discussion paper about the fact that while, and I quote, state recognition of Indigenous peoples, a relevant factor in some contexts, cannot be a determinative criterion for accreditation, unquote, or end of quote. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.